voice of Almighty Yah, we rest upon you. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We delight in the knowledge and truth of Almighty Yahweh as He brings to light the understanding of His profound truth. It's certainly needed in this hour when the opposition of darkness is waging war against the integrity of Almighty Yahweh's truth. We that are the light of this world, we ought to walk circumspectly according to the laws, the commands of Almighty Yahweh. It is something that what Christendom, as we call it, has done. It has defied the laws, the commandments, the truth of Yahweh, and they have brought things under this umbrella of this pagan worship, this Baalism. They all have their God. And that is what Baalism is. There are many facets, many forms of gods, and they all come to their temples, and they worship their God in the spirit of Baptists, Methodists, the Pentecostals, Presbyterians, the Lutherans, the Apostolics, the Church of God, the Church of Christ. You must understand that all of these different forms of gods can be identified in what we call Baalism. And that is the prominent power of religion in these United States of America that we call the land of the Christendom, those that are Christians. I bless Yahweh that I have been purchased by the blood of Messiah, that I am a son of Yahweh, begotten by the Spirit, Messiah, Yahshua, the Lamb, Yahweh. I say to you, my friends, that the Father has a name, and certainly the Son came in the name of Yah. Yahweh, in the Father's name. He did not come in His own name, but He came in the Father's name. These that tell you that the name the Lord Jesus Christ is sufficient, these are lies from the depths of darkness. It is not. Yahweh in this hour will bring great glory and great honor to His name again. For there shall be a people that shall extol this mighty name of Almighty Yahweh, and it shall be a tremendous strength unto their souls. I do want, by the leading of the Spirit of Yahweh, the Holy Spirit, speak to the house of Israel concerning Yahweh's truth. Scripture tells us, do you understand what Scripture is? It is a profound knowledge of Yahweh revealed to His house. Now, there are many kinds of Bibles. Will you do me a favor, my friend? Do a research simply on the word Bible and tell me the definition of that. It is simply a collection of sacred books and sacred teachings. Has nothing to do with Yahweh. Biblio has nothing to do with Yahweh. He has given unto us Scripture. This Scripture is the revelation of whom He truly is. It is not some sacred laws that come by some revelation touching Baal or some religious practice, but it comes by the practicing of obedience unto the laws and commandments of Yahweh. And that is the only way we're going to receive this profound, unspeakable, cannot be understood by the natural man, cannot be sensed by the carnal man, but it is only brought to understanding, or the revelation comes by the Spirit of Yahweh. And so that is what this profound truth is. The flesh cannot grasp it. He has no ability to understand it. Messiah, Yahshua, profoundly said, do you hear what Scripture says? In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 17, Messiah profoundly expounded, and He said, I want you Pharisees and you this undegenerate generation, He said, think not that I'm come to destroy the law. Is that difficult to understand? And yet every form and every practice of religion in America, under the spirit of Baalism, it destroys the law. It does all it can to destroy the law of Yahweh. So He said, don't even reason with yourselves. Don't even think that. Do not even accommodate that thought in your mind that I have come to destroy the law of what things the prophet said. What things that the prophet have uttered, they were uttered by the Spirit of Yahweh. They came forth by the anointing of the Father. So don't think that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. He said, I have come not to destroy, not anything the law says, not anything anything that the prophets have prophesied or spoken by revelation of truth. He said, but I've come to fulfill it. I've come to make it manifest that we as a people, by the Spirit of Yahweh, we can obey the Father and do the law of Yahweh. Now this religious harlot, that is what she has done. She has totally, with a manipulating spirit, destroyed the law. The law shows us what sin is. It points us to the blessed assurance of Messiah through the Spirit. You cannot do away with the law of Yahweh, His commandments, His statutes, His judgments, and say that you are walking in the truth of Yahweh. Now Messiah said, I did not come to destroy the law, nor the prophets. What they have said, it was a precursor of the fulfillment of it. Now you, in the weakness of your flesh, the law had no power because of flesh. You did not have the mind or the spirit of the law in your heart. And so Messiah has come to give us that power and anointing, not only in our hearts, but it is the breath of the soul that dwells within us to please the Father. To do what Yahweh commands us to do. Now, religion teach us today that there is no need of law. And that is why you have such a wicked government in this vile thing you call Christendom. It is a vile spirit. Everything's rule. The flesh rules. The mind, the carnal mind rules. Sin rules. All kinds of vile sins rule today. Messiah said, I did not come to destroy the mighty works of the law. May I ask you a question? If every word that you always speak, it is pure, it is the revelation of whom He is, why would the manifestation of the Father in flesh destroy the very things that base His life upon, His coming, the power that He would have, the authority that He would walk in, and the strength and the might that He would operate in the Spirit? Why? What is wrong with what we call this thing, Christendom? It is not the hope of Yahweh. It is not the call out elect of Yahweh, because first of all, they despise Him. There is no love for His name. You can't say you love Him and His laws when you despise His name. Your traditions and your religious practices have destroyed the laws that govern His name. We bless His name. We praise it. We exalt it. We pray in the name of the Father, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Not in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray in the name of Yahweh, for He is our Father. He is Father Yahweh. And there is no way that we are going to continue walking in this blatant sin of rebelliousness and think that Yahweh is going to bless us. It is not going to happen, my friends. Messiah said, I did not come to destroy the very truth of my Father, but I've come to fulfill it. And He says, I want to let you know something, you religious zealots. No, that is what this nation consists of. Religious, zealous people. Not begotten of the Father, but zealots. He said in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 18. He said, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or one yoda shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. He said, not one thing shall ever pass from the law until all be fulfilled. And man today, he has discarded the laws of Yahweh, and he has replaced them with the laws of his father. They have written their laws. They have followed in the same pursuit as their great-grandfathers and grandfathers, and they walked in the pursuit of their religious practices, whether it is apostolic, Baptist, Pentecostal, Lutheran, Church of God, God in Christ. And so the laws of their organization and their divinations supersedes the law of Yahweh, where they are of the same same strength of the harlot mother that produced them. This Catholicism, Catholic, this wicked Jezebel of darkness, she says that her Pope, the leaders of this whorehouse, that whatever the Pope says, it supersedes Scripture. And that is what this tradition, and the traditions of this generation, that have been birthed by this Jezebel, this Jezebel, she says, our traditions supersede Scripture. And so we have the power to displace, to discard, to change, to manipulate Scripture according to our tradition. They are the same Pharisaic and Sadducee spirit as those that combat against Messiah. That is not going to work, my friends. We have a law of righteousness that has been given by Messiah. What he was the power to make that law alive in our souls. That is what Yeshua, Messiah, did. He gave us power to bring alive by the quickening of the Spirit, the law of Yahweh, that he has placed in our hearts, down in the inward depths of our souls. And our tradition tells us, you can establish your own laws and your own righteousness, and let the law of Yahweh be a base that you can use for your own advantage, but it's not given unto us to do that. Yet Yahshua said, the very foundations of the earth shall pass, and the very heavens above shall be dissolved before any profound deed or action that is revealed in the truth of the law pass. The law of Yahweh is relevant. That's why there is so much sin today. This rampantly, men do not have the power to discern sin. When a homosexual can declare that he is marrying another man or a woman, another woman, and yet the laws of the land must debate that. We are in a corrupt society when a nation will spend $172 million over the course of a weekend to see some fictitious, false, satanic-driven movie. Don't you know something is wrong in this nation when they gather for the gala activities and with this pagan, false, fictitious Lord of the Rings, same Lord you serve, that people in every nation of the world will be glued to a television for this vile thing that they exalt the spirit of Baal and their gods, and they extol what they call the highest honor upon them. Don't you know that there is no law of righteousness in this vile, wicked nation? The law of Yahweh is in the hearts and in the heart of the people that he has called and separated out of this vile, insidious evil world. It's a wicked nation. And the people, because they say there is no law, we do as I please. Yet you always says, fool, you sold to the flesh, and of the flesh you're going to reap corruption. You that are my children, you sold to the Spirit, you shall reap life everlasting. Messiah said nothing shall pass from this profound truth of Yahweh. Everything that you see will be dissolved before that takes place. He goes on to say, Matthew chapter 5 verse 19, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men's soul. Well, preacher, we don't break one of the commandments. There's a fourth law in the commandments of Yahweh. And he commands us to remember the Shabbat and keep it pure and clean. Yet every denomination upon the face of the earth, it teaches abandonment of that precious law. Your Baptists, your Methodists, and this vile group they call themselves the Apostolics, and they walk in the Apostolic faith or the Apostles' faith. They're full of lies and deception. Apostle Paul, Saul, and Apostle Kephar, Yokahara. These men kept the Shabbat. They kept the law of Yahweh. For if a man is guilty of one, he's guilty of them all. Now let me say, say, my friend, don't tell me. You don't have to commit adultery. You don't have to lie and covet. You don't have to steal. You don't have to be a murderer. The law is in our hearts to do right. And if you have the spirit of Yahweh, you will not be a liar. You will not steal. You will not kill. You will not commit murder. You will not to have other supreme powers of Elohim before Yahweh. You will not, my friend, denounce the power of the Shabbat. Begin to keep your pagan first day of the week, which defy the laws of Yahweh. It's a sin and it's an abomination unto Almighty Yahweh. And this nation shall not escape because she has spawned wicked, devilish, religious practices all over the world through many nations around the world. Yet they think they're doing a wonderful job. And they're making the people twofold children of hell and darkness because they teach them to deny and break the commandments of Yahweh. He said, if a man shall teach so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of Yahweh. But whosoever shall do them and teach them shall be called great in the kingdom of Yahweh. For I say unto you, except your righteousness. Do you hear that? Except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of Yahweh, unless your desire is pure. For these were men that walk hypocrisy. They walk in hypocrisy. They pretended they wore their plasteries and they had their great oriental steels. Yet they did not live according to the laws, the commands and instructions of Almighty Yahweh. Don't tell me that Apostle Shaul taught otherwise, that he taught men not to keep the commandments of Yahweh. And yet every denomination upon the face of the earth, they are demon controlled. They are actually the offsprings of Satan, his relationship, or her ability to bring forth. That's why you have these homosexual, these faggot perverts thinking that they are women, that they literally can produce. They have no life in them. Their minds are corrupt, and that is what the Spirit has done today. It is a vile, corrupt spirit. And the strength of it is solitary spirit of her mother, this Jezebel. Her name is known as Catholicism. She has been the devious power of hell that has wrought her fangs and her poison throughout the nations of the earth. He always says she's coming down. Her power, her ability, she's going to be brought down to the earth. She shall not be exalted in her glamour and her pomposity. She's going to be brought down like the serpent of the earth. Nor her belly shall she crawl. Desire help, and there shall be none. My friends, you that reject Yahweh's profound truth, I tell you one profound truth. That is his name. Well, he has no name. He has a name, my friend. Let no one give you some counterfeit or some false name. His name is not the Lord God. The Son's name is not the Lord Jesus Christ. His name is Messiah. Yahweh is the mighty one. His name is not Lord. He is not Baal. He is Yahweh. And these children of darkness, they are afraid to speak the truth of Yahweh because they know what the opposition will be. They want to try to interchange the name Jesus and Yahshua. You cannot do that. That name Jesus, it is a name that is only 500 years old. It is a hybrid made-up name. You can do research. We're an ignorant generation. You will find that that name, it could never be Yahweh. Neither can that perverted name, Jehovah, be his name. There are many of you all, you never receive that name, Jehovah, because you will look at these, the ones that call themselves the Jehovah Witnesses. They are not the witnesses of Yahweh. They may be Jehovah's Witness, but not the witness of Yahweh. And you rejected that name, yet the name of Yahweh, you have scorn for it. You despise it. You get angry when you hear it. That is the spirit of the beast power that shall rule in this last time before the kingdom of Yahweh shall be established. And that is the truth of Yahweh. So the law of Yahweh shall never be changed, nor shall it be done away with. There is much condemnation in this nation for they have denied the pure power or the truth of Yahweh. You have rejected His truth. Will not walk in it. Walk in their own wicked, pernicious, and unrighteous way. And so the power of Yahweh has no anointing in them at all. It is Yahweh's Spirit itself. Testify with our spirit whether we are children of Yahweh. And it's one thing that our spirit is governed by. It is governed by the laws and the commandments, the statutes and judgments of Yahweh. How is it that this corrupt nation of religious posturing, they take things out of the old covenant and they use them for expedient for their own fleshly loves to establish some kind of tradition. Yet when it comes to the laws of Yahweh, they will say, well, those things are done away with. Oh, sure, His name was Yahweh to the Jews. No, His name is Yahweh to any man. Okay, what nation he's in, what country he is in, what tongue he speaks, His name is Yahweh. He spoke in the Hebrew tongue as He spoke unto Saul down that Damascus road. Why hast thou, why you persecuted me, Saul? Yet there was a mighty anointing of His Spirit. He recognized who he was. Yahweh shut up His ability to see and to understand until hands were laid upon him and the scales of His eyes dropped off. He began to see the light, the great power of this profound vision. Yahweh had raised him up. He will suffer many things for His name's sake. And that is the purpose. That His name may be restored and the power of His name may be recognized. Let no counterfeiter tell you that you can use Jesus, Yahshua, interchangeably. You can't, my friend. Let not these lying, deceiving wolves tell you that the Lord God is all right. What Lord is He? Is He the Lord of the Rings? Is He a drug lord? Is He the Lord of London? What a wicked mindset. He is God. What God is He? If He is a God, what is His name? The trick from the depths of darkness. Hell itself is bent against the profound truth your way. Messiah did not come to destroy the law or the prophets. But He said, I came to make known the power of Yahweh's law, that by the power of His law, it will save you from the power of darkness of this hour. You walk under the auspices. Yes, that is what the law does. Messiah was the fulfillment of that law. That law was not given to destroy. It was given to save. Yet there were consequences of the law. If a man reject the grace of Yahweh through Messiah, what do you think is going to happen? That profound love? You think He's going to stand in the presence of Yahweh and receive a reward that is a kingdom blessing? He's going to receive His just recompense for all the things that He has done. He shall receive damnation to his soul. That is Yahweh's judgment upon a nation and a people that walk in their own wicked, corrupt ways. If they're not afraid, there's no reverence of Yahweh, no fear at all. But they can find men that will soothe their natural conscience, give them comfort in their sins, and cause them to rejoice in the wicked, corrupt way that they live. But Yahweh is not going to receive that vile thing into His kingdom. That is why there is a life in our spirits given by the law of Yahweh, that we walk in the government of that law that lets us know that this is the Spirit of Yahweh, His law. And by that, the Ruah, the Spirit that Messiah said, I will not leave you comfortless, but there will be a governing power, and the Spirit will not speak of nothing but what it has heard. Yahweh's Spirit shall come. You will know you are His, because it will not do anything against His laws, His commandments, His truth, but it will fulfill them. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast, Pastor Roberts. I do want to hear from you, my friends and listeners. You that will call me tonight, call now. Area code 843-658-6222. You that will call and give us a response to the broadcast, we will send you out a precious book entitled The Heavenly Father's Great Name. You call now. Area code 843-658-6222. Respond to the broadcast tonight, and Pastor Roberts, a gift from the Voice of Victory broadcast, will send you out this precious gift that will bless and enrich you with understanding and knowledge of the Father's great precious name. You that will sit down tonight, write and send a gift to support this labor of love. You address your letter to me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller, Road, Jefferson, 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 South Carolina, 29718. I will send you out two books. One is titled Fossilized Custom. It will open up your understanding to all of these traditional fossilized ingrained customs in your tradition. And also, one is entitled The Father's Name. These two books will bless you tremendously. Right, Pastor Robert? Send a generous gift for the support of this broadcast, and I will send you these two books out. This is the Voice of Victory broadcast. Is the law relevant in this hour and in this time? If you say no, my friend, why do we have laws in nations, countries? Are they there to condemn you? No, the law doesn't do that. Now, what condemns you? Your arrogance and your own resistance to law. I want to read what Saul, as he began to utter by the Spirit of Yahweh, Romans chapter 8. He was dealing with the carnal-minded individual. They were carnally minded. And it's one thing that the carnal mind produced as death. Produce friction between you and Yahweh. Saul began to speak with a profound utterance as he spoke unto the house and the assembly of the faithful. He says in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, he said, I want to let you know now, therefore, he said, there is now no condemnation for those who are as now. Do you understand that? We must be as Yahshua Messiah, who do not walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Not walking after the carnal man, he said, now, there is no condemnation. We are not condemned. Do you understand what condemnation is? The law literally condemned men. He said, there is no damnatory sentence. There's no destruction of one. If he will not walk in the flesh, but if he walks the same way or do the things that Messiah did. We are those who are as. We must walk as Messiah. And we do not walk after the leading of the counsel or the instruction of the flesh, but after the Spirit. The words that Messiah spoke, they were words that were spirit and they were life. Did he not speak the law? The law is a spiritual law. And the purpose of Messiah was to empower us with the fullness of the Spirit that we could walk under the government of Yahweh. You think his government is going to be done away with in the kingdom? He's going to rule with a rod of iron. He's not going to rule in some passive way. He's going to rule as the King of Kings and the ruler of rulers. You have never seen a king like him, nor a ruler. Look at what Saul said in verse 2 of Romans chapter 8. What a profound statement. He says, because, listen now, he said, because through Yahshua Messiah, the law of the Spirit has set me free from the law of sin and death. Now, how do we get understanding of this law? Because this law, or through Yahshua Messiah, that is the only way that we have power to walk in the law of the Spirit. That's why they condemn the law today. They are not in Messiah. Because through Yahshua Messiah, the law of the Spirit now made me free or set me free from the law of sin and death. How is that, Saul? Verse 3 is vitally important. For what the law was powerless to do, the law could not do what it was powerless to do. Do you understand that? The law had no power to make a man do anything. That's why we have a law, a spiritual governing power through Yahshua. For what the law was powerless to do, in that man sought, he really sought to defeat the law and to overthrow it, Yahweh did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh or sinful man to bear witness against sin, not only to bear witness against it, and so he condemned sin of all mankind. He condemned sin of all mankind. That is the power. And so that is why there is nobility in those that say they love Jesus Christ and the Lord. They have no power to condemn sin. And that's why they're always looking for some kind of remedy. They're looking for some kind of remedy. They're looking for something to remedy them without doing what you always says. Why did he do that? Verse 4 tells us, in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully performed in us, that the righteous requirements, and the law requires and commands us to live righteously, that they will produce this righteous requirement in us, and we may, or they may be fully performed in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And when a man walks and lives according to the Spirit, he is free from the law, sin, and death. He does not walk in a carnal mind. His mind is not enmity against Yahweh. How can we say we have law and order without law? Do you understand that, my friend? You look at the things that are transpiring in the nations. One that is closely by is called Haiti. They have deposed their leader, Jean-Bertrand Aristide. My friend, I think I would rather have a leader than to have no leader. Because people become rebellious and lawless. They have no law. They began to loot. They began to kill and steal. There's no governing power of fear in their hearts. That there's a condemnation. When you covet another man's good, you steal, you rob. And so that little small island, 8 million people, they have no law of government, and they are doing what is right in their own eyes. That's what we have today. That's why we have so many devil nations, demon nations, denominations, and they're all doing what's right in their own eyes. Let me say, my friend, if they all follow the same law, you will not have this kind of separation. First of all, the name of Yahweh will be restored in the temples. It is His house. Should not be the name Baptist there. We say this thing you call the Bible, and people are more concerned about the name King James. They will ask you, is it a King James rendition? I don't think Yahweh gave King James any authority over His profound truth. Messiah said, all power in heaven and earth have been delivered unto me, all authority. He did not give King James that. And this is such a wicked, unlearned generation. We are people that's very lazy, shiftless, and slothful. You can't convince them, this generation, to do the righteous study. To see. Yeshua, remember what He said to Timotheus, Timothy. Study to show thyself, prove as a workman need not be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of Yahweh. He meant what He said. And He meant that. And so today they are more concerned with King James than they are with Scripture. For Scripture is the revealed truth of Yahweh. Don't tell me, my friends, there are things in the King James rendition that I, as a simple layman, can show you that they are not precise. And that is truth, my friend. That is. Well, the people today, they are so caught up. Well, if it's not a King James, well, why has there been so many revisions of it? I say to you that are listening, I, Pastor Roberts, possess in my possession a copy of the original King James 1611. You will say that Yahweh or God watch over that. I'm not making mockery. I will show you the ignorance of this generation, and men will say nothing but a King James. My friend, why is it then the Apocrypha is missing out of the one you have? Why is it that all the holy days, the holidays, the Saint Peter's Day, Saint Andrew's, these are the holy days that they said were days that should be honored? Why not Pentecost, trumpet, unleavened? Yet all these things are in what we call the King James. You that are listening, I want you to hear this. It is one profound thing that Yahweh even calls them to do. Just before the new covenant, there's a page. You have on the left-hand side the 12 apostles. You have on the right-hand side of that page the 12 tribes of Israel. And precisely above all that, you have the Hebrew name written in Hebrew, Yahweh. What a profound thing. They knew His name, yet they wanted to desecrate everything that Yahweh had done, as He has spoke in a language that has not changed. It's a Hebrew language. He was not a Greek. He did not have a Greek name, but He spoke in Hebrew, as He even showed us that with Saul, traveling that Damascus road. He spoke in that language. So you can't convince me the name is Jesus. You may be convinced. I know that it's not the sweet name. The sweet name is Yahweh. Nothing sounds sounds like that.
The name of Yahweh.
The flesh could not do what the law commanded. So what Yahweh did, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled or performed in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit, Romans chapter 8, verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh. Those who live according to the Spirit set their mind on the things of the Spirit. He says, for to be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is the life and the peace. Every word that I speak, Messiah said. You continue in my word, you are my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth, the truth shall make you free. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. This is a carnal generation, so they follow and pursue things that are fleshly. When a man has the mind of Messiah, his mind is set on the things that are spiritual. He wants to walk in the law of Yahweh. He wants to do the things that pleaseth the Father. So he is not concerned about the carnal and the natural things that causes his mind to be brought under captivity of condemnation. That's what the flesh does. Brings you under condemnation. It condemns you. It brings a condemning sentence upon you. Now that's what the Lord did. Messiah came to fulfill the beauty, preciseness, preciousness of the law of Yahweh. I don't believe that Yahweh gave us laws and statutes and judgment to eradicate them and say that they were no good. Well, preacher, they did sacrifice bullocks, heifers. Oh, that was a precursor of the sacrificial lamb. Messiah, he paid the price. That was the fullness in his sacrifice. Now what we do, we present our bodies unto him as a living sacrifice. Clean, not contaminated, sealed with the carnal things of this life. But our minds are spiritual. Minds are set on things that are spiritual. We that are the sons of Yahweh, we are now free from the death penalty of the law, in which we were held fast. That is what Saul says, Romans chapter 7, verse 6. But we are now free from the death penalty of the law, in which we were held fast. That we might serve now. We are free from that death penalty. Why? Because we can serve Yahweh in the newness of the Spirit, not abolishing that which was written in the law and the prophets. See, we don't abolish that which was written in the law and the prophets because there is a life in us now that takes delight in the law. No, those carnal-minded people and their sadistic ways, they try to find every kind of way to prevent walking in the law. They want a divorcement, so Moshach gave them a written of divorcement. Yahweh never intended for that. He meant for man to have one wife. He never intended for you to have 3, 4, 5 wives. He never had 2 or 3 wives. He never intended that. When Messiah went and met the woman at the well, he said, where is thy husband? She had 5. The one you got now, he's not yours. That's what he said. And so what our traditions have done, we have turned from the law of Yahweh. And we permit marriage and divorcing and divorcing and marriage. That should not be. What has happened is because of this carnal world and this wicked desire of man. They've gone into that way. Yahweh never did he permit that. Moshach, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffer that. He did. But that was not the will of Yahweh. He intended for one man, one wife. One wife, one husband. That is the way it is. That is the law of Yahweh. He said, what? Can anyone therefore say that the law is sin? Can we say the law is sin? I tell you, my friend, by no means can we say that. But to the contrary, I did not know sin. You did not even know sin, a transgression of the law, except through the law. That's the only way you're going to know what sin is, what transgression is. It's through the law. How do you know what thou should not kill unless you have a law? For if I did not know lust, unless the law said, do not covet. That's why you have lust, because the law tells you, don't covet. Women will say, that's not pertinent, nor does it pertain to us. What a wicked generation. You know what they will say in this nation? Well, the fourth commandment, he was talking to the Jews. What an ignoramus. What a statement that is so ignorant. Has no credibility, no strength at all. He's talking to his house, house of Israel. Those that love him will keep his laws and do what he commands them to do. They will do that. What a man truly loves Yahweh, he will set his mind upon the things that are spiritual. The carnal mind is enmity against Yahweh. And that is something that is bitterly opposed Yahweh, detests the things of Yahweh,
word.
It is against Yahweh, for it cannot be subject to the law of Yahweh, nor indeed can be. Now, do you not understand why you're not subject to the law of Yahweh? Because you're natural, carnally minded, and you bitterly oppose him. That's why we have all kinds of divination, demonation. That's open the doors to every kind of vile, unclean spirit it is. That's how the unclean spirits will open up to Yisrael, because they went about under every bay tree like a Jezebel, trying to find everything they could worship. This harlot she was, this Jezebel, this wicked whore, and that's what this mother of all whores, of harlotry, has done. This Jezebel, this Catholicism, has removed the law from the hearts of man. And that's why the Baptists, the Pentecostals, the Methodists, they will persecute you and crucify you. You speak of the righteous laws of Yahweh, oh, that's condemnation. That's, they will call that sacrilege. They will call that bondage. Isn't that amazing? That what Yahweh says is bondage? It's bondage because they are carnal. If a man walks in the spirit, there's no condemnation. If a man walks carnally, he better sense condemnation. Carnal mind is opposed Yahweh because it's not subject to the law of Yahweh. And my friend, neither indeed can be. So then those who are after the flesh, they cannot please Yahweh. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If the spirit of Yahweh truly dwells in you. Now if anyone does not have his spirit, have the spirit as Messiah, he is none of his. He is not Yahweh's. You don't have the same spirit of Messiah, he's none of his. You're none of Yahweh's. He did not come to destroy the law. You that destroy the law, you're none of his. He did not come to destroy the prophet. And they all spoke and prophesy in Yahweh's name. They did not prophesy in the name of Jesus. They did not prophesy in the name of Lord. We have learned all this from our tradition religion. I learned it, so have you. You have too much pride to get on your face to pray in that name. You're too proud. You're too lazy. You're too shiftless. You're too slothful to really study and to seek the truth. You can go to secular sources and you will find that there is no way his name can be Lord or Jesus. Even the secular world knows that. That's why they mock this trash that you call Christendom. It can't be. Because they know, and even the Yehudas, the Jews, they mock this nation. Why? Because these men think they're scholars. Even the ones that translated the first text of Scripture, they mocked them. Because they knew what they were translating was wrong. It was not precise. They had no learning of the Hebrew tongue or the language. Now we have men in the modern days that have a precise understanding. Well, Pastor Roberts, the vowel pointers, they only had vowel pointers. I believe that. So how could you say it's only YHWH, my friend? I believe that. I believe that emphatically. There were no vowels in any of the Old Covenant. Yet the Masoretic laws or the writers or the interpreters of that, even in this modern time, they understand the vowel points where you put the vowels. They understand that. There were no vowels in any of the words of the Old Covenant. I believe that. His name is Yahweh. It's not Jesus. It's not Lord. It is your way. You can denounce it all you want to. Your condemnation. You hear this truth, you can't run from it. He said, if the Messiah is in you, your body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is alive because of righteousness. And if the spirit of him who raised Yahshua from the dead is living in you, he who raised Yahshua from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies by his spirit which lives in you. So he gives you power by his spirit, even in your mortal bodies, to obey and to do the laws and the commands of Yahweh. He gives us that kind of power and that anointing to do just that. The reason we don't do it because we're carnal, we have opposition against him, we oppose him, natural-minded. The natural mind can never comprehend the things of the Spirit. That's why they have done away with the laws, the righteous judgments and justice of Almighty Yahweh. So they prescribe unto themselves the Baptist way, the Methodist, Pentecostal, the Apostolic, and the Lord Jesus Christ way. Lies what it is. It's all wrong. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. I do want to hear from you, my friends, listeners. We need your support. For this ministry, you receive the blessings of Yahweh, give. And I ask you by faith to give. You address your letter to me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718, USA. You that were right, Pastor Roberts, send a very generous gift. I will send you out two books, one entitled Fossilized Customs. It will open your understanding to many of these ingrained customs that have been based upon religion and not stripped scripture, it would thoroughly bless you, and the other entitled the Father's name. What a profound understanding it will reveal unto you and bring to light many things that you did not know. You that will call me tonight, I want to hear from you to know how the broadcast is reaching the area that you are in. You call me at area code 843-658-6222. You call me tonight, leave your name, address, and zip code. You may call now. I will send you out a book entitled The Heavenly Father's Great Name, and it will bless you, will enrich you with understanding and knowledge that will be a great strength unto you. Call me wherever you are, Missouri, Nebraska, whatever state you're in or nation. Call me. Area code 843-658-6222. Call me, leave your name, address, and your zip code. We will send you out a gift entitled A Book from the Voice of Victory Broadcast, The Heavenly Father's Great Name. It will be a tremendous inspiration to you, and it will bless you. I bless all of you, my friends and listeners, you with your generous gifts and offerings that you send for the support of this broadcast. I do bless you in the name of Messiah, Yahshua, the Lamb of Yahweh. We thank you for every gift which will be used for the furtherance of this broadcast, that the truth may penetrate. It blesses my heart when I hear from many elderly people that have never heard this profound truth, yet Yahweh quickens them in their very soul. Reveal that he has a name, and the Father has a name. Yahweh has sent an elderly man here. He's 77 years old that he sent. The old man said, Pastor Roberts, I've always wondered all these years, what was the Father's name? Yet the truth is revealed unto me as he grows closer to that imminent time that Yahweh shall take him home. May the peace of Yahweh rest upon you. From all the saints here at Victory, we say to you, our friends and listeners out there, Shalom, Yahshua's mighty name, we bless you.